Hello, welcome to Underneath the Hat Podcast. I am your host, Cherie Simmons, and today's topic is going to be wake up. Now, for the past couple of weeks, I've had various guests on, and I normally record and publish my episode on Saturdays, but over the last couple of days, there's just been something that's been stirring up in me that I really need to get out. And it's been bothering me for a while now. And God finally told me, you need to say something. Over the last couple of weeks, ever since the loss of Kobe Bryant, and even before then, but it's been very vocal these last couple of weeks since his death. I have noticed that my people, my culture, African Americans, have not found or realized the value that we have. Why do I say this? We've been dealing with the backlash of Mrs. Gayle King and the decision that she made to probe Lisa Leslie during an interview that aired shortly, a clip of an interview that she had with Lisa Leslie shortly after the death of Kobe Bryant, and where she asked her about his rape case from 2004. And so many people were in an uproar about the fact that she continued to probe her for an answer, even though she had given one. It looked as if she was looking for a certain answer that would tarnish the legacy of the legend that we know as Kobe Bryant. And I've been on Facebook, I've been on Instagram, and I've seen the things that celebrities have put out, the comments that they have made, the videos they have posted of how they feel about her and her going too far and her questioning with Lisa Leslie. They understood to some extent why she asked the first question, given that part of his legacy is the situation that happened with him and the young lady accusing him of rape. But more so, people were upset at the fact that she kept probing. She wouldn't let it go. And so that was people's biggest issue, to where she got called out of her name and threatened by people. And our culture was in an uproar because we felt that Gayle King should have looked out for the black culture. She shouldn't have done that. Her ethics and morals and integrity should have kicked in. And even if she was given that question or asked the question, she should have made a moral stand and not did it. And I even had a conversation with someone that I hold in a high regard because of the conversations that she was having with people about this issue, because I was realizing that we weren't listening to each other. We were more so just willing to give our opinion and not really open to having a conversation. I realized that we didn't want to have a discussion to come to a consensus. We wanted to have a discussion to cause conflict. We weren't trying to resolve the conflict. We were trying to cause the conflict. And after having conversations with my sister and friends of mine and my husband, this just kept bothering me, because I am the type of person where, yes, I felt like she went too far. Yes, I felt like she tarnished her integrity. But then I'm the type of person that sees the forest instead of the trees. I realized that this was nothing but a distraction for what was really going on. And I kept trying to figure out what can be the title of this. I couldn't get a title to express how I was feeling until I went to the Jill Scott 20th anniversary concert this past Tuesday downtown with my friends. And she was speaking about this song that she had written from her first album, talking about basically being watched by the paparazzi and just the world in general, and how we were under this microscope. And she kept saying and telling the men in the audience that our black men and we as women need to wake up. And instantly God said, that's your title. Wake up. But here it is Sunday, and I still hadn't recorded because he's been talking to me and working with me on what I should say. I love my people. Lord knows I do. But we are too easily distracted by foolishness. And it's not all our fault, because it started with the slave mentality that has been deep rooted inside of us from our ancestors, of us not being good enough, us not knowing our worth, us not appreciating our value, people beating us and killing us and lynching us and separating our families. And even though we think slavery ended when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, we technically have not been out of slavery until the 1960s. So it's only been a good 60 years since we've really been free. And even still to this day, 2020, we're still getting beaten in the streets and choked to death on camera and killed and slain and in jail cells, and no one is brought to justice on our behalf. And then it doesn't help that we sit there and we kill ourselves. We kill each other. We fall for the okie doke. And all of the stuff that is going on around us, there are people who are working against us. And because we don't realize our worth and our value, we are falling for it every day. The most recent thing was this Gayle King interview. Now, apparently this interview was filmed before the clip came out. But there was a reason why this clip was leaked at the time that it was. Because there is so much going on in politics, laws that people are trying to pass that would affect us as black people. And they know, sorry to say, but we are easily distracted. We are. And I can say that as a person from the culture. It doesn't take much to distract us. It doesn't take much for us to think that we've come up, that we've won. It doesn't take much. And the reason for that is that slavery mindset of always getting scraps, trying to make good from the little that we're given, that we're allowed to have. And so when we get something and they make it cute and sparkly, we think we've come up. So it doesn't take much to distract us. And because they manipulated us and controlled us from slavery to hate each other and to ruin each other by allowing us to beat each other and whip each other and snitch on each other to go from being a field nigga to a house nigga. Because all these things happened, we still have this psyche, this subconscious thought to where it's okay for us to act like crabs in a barrel and to try to outdo the other person. Even though if I win, you win. But now we have been trained up to think that they can't get better than you. They can't be better than you. They can't go further than you. So what you gonna do about it? And it's still continuing today. Now, again, I don't agree with what Gayle King did. But I think that us as black people, we are so hard on each other. Whew, it is ridiculous how hard we are on each other. And how quickly we forget. We can look at somebody else's house and throw stones saying she shouldn't have done it. She should have stood up for the culture. She's in this position to bring us further. Yet we got family members who do the same thing to us that Gayle did. And nobody says anything. Those people still come to the picnics. They still come over your house for baby showers. You still have conversations with these people. And they did the same thing that Gayle did. We are so quick to throw stones at somebody else and not clean up our own house. So quick to sweep around somebody else's and we haven't cleaned up our own backyard. So quick to tell the neighbor next door that their house is nasty, their backyard is nasty, and yours is nasty too. But because your gate is a little bit tall and can't nobody really see in, you think you clear to point the finger. Well, I was always taught that when you point a finger, it's three pointing back at you. We have got to get out of the mindset that we can ridicule somebody and judge somebody when we don't have our stuff in order. All these distractions that have been coming up in the media, and because they know that if a certain celebrity says something crazy or does something crazy, a lot of us jump on the bandwagon, especially with social media. We want to be famous. We want our 15 minutes of fame. And social media has been built to make us think that we are bigger than we are, better than we are with our little Twitter fingers and our Facebook palm pilot things. We just do too much. We do too much, yet not enough at the same time. We have to stop. We have to realize our value. We have to realize that we are being hoodwinked, bamboozled, being played for fools. It is no coincidence that video, that snippet was leaked. Gayle King, she was thrown under the bus too, if you think about it. This same company that she's given all this time and energy to threw her under the bus. She was a sacrificial lamb. And then we get upset with Gayle King because she should have known better. We've all done some things that when we look back over it, we know we should have known better. We all have been on jobs where they have asked us to do things unethical and we still stayed because we had to think, be ethical or pay my bills. But because we think that Gayle King is the friend of Oprah, she makes millions of dollars, and she's at a level higher than us, that she doesn't have the same issues, the same thoughts, the same concerns. We don't know what was going on behind the scenes, what they were trying to do to her, what consequences or alternatives she was given. We don't know that. What ultimatum she was being given. We don't know because we're not on that level. We just know she's higher than us. She should have known better. Well, you at a level two, and you should have known better too. And we've all made decisions that we should have done differently, but we didn't. We hang out with people all the time who make decisions that they should have known better, but we forgive them and forget. But because she's at a higher level socioeconomically, we assume that she should know better than we do? No. We all got the same mind, same brain, same way of being raised, most of us, where we should have known better. And there have been times where we have done things, said things, thought things that we shouldn't have done, and we did them anyway. So for us to sit here and be so upset with her because of the question that she asked, when every day we all get on social media and make comments and make statements that are just as ruthless as what she was doing, it makes you no different. You all have Gayle Kinged some people too with your fingers and your thoughts and your facial expressions and your lips and your mouth and your tongue. We've all done it. And for us to be so harsh to with her for doing some of the same stuff we do too, we're all hypocrites because we've all done it before. But this thing was bigger than us trying to judge somebody. This was a way to distract us from what was going on based on things that are being passed in the White House that will affect us as black people. And we're not paying attention because we so wrapped up in Twitter wars and Facebook wars and Instagram wars, trying to argue about a woman who could care less about us, who did the same thing that we all do, went a little too far in what we see it and what she see it. We do it all the time. We need to realize when people are trying to play games with us. We have been manipulated for so many years that we're used to it. And we can't keep blaming slavery, slavery, slavery. If that's the case, we'd all still be on the fields picking cotton. Somebody had an idea. It's time to end this. It's time to end this mindset. It's time to move higher. We deserve better. And we are now living in mansions and condos and houses. And we own islands and production companies and studios. We need to get out that mindset. We need to heal from the subconscious thoughts of slavery that are constantly being ingrained in us in some form or fashion. It's happening. We need to know our worth. We talk about how white culture is still in our music, still in our hairstyles, still in our fashion, still in our men. But have you ever thought, why? I love to use the phrase, a burglar never robs an empty bank. Who would rob something that didn't have value? Who would steal something that didn't have value? So obviously the white culture thinks that we have value to where they steal everything that we have. But because we don't recognize our worth, we don't recognize our value, we make it so easy for them to be able to do so. They wouldn't be able to steal from us if we recognize how great we are, how talented we are, how amazing we are. They've been stealing from us since the beginning of time. We need to start recognizing our worth. We need to wake up and realize our value. No one else is going to value you until you do. You have to show people how to treat you. Show people how to appreciate you. And if you're walking around calling each other niggas, you can't get mad at somebody else for doing it. If you are tired of people calling you bitches, stop calling each other bitches. You're not going to come in my house talking to me any kind of way. It's not going to happen. Because you will be shown the door, never to enter it again. We have to show people how to treat us. And that starts with you valuing yourself. You can't get mad at somebody for doing something to you that they see you doing. Then you're being a hypocrite again when you sit here and try to check them for saying the same thing to you that you say to everybody else. People can't call me no nigga because I don't call people niggas. People can't call me the B word because I don't call people the B word. I carry myself to represent the value and the worth that I know that I have. I understood what my ancestors went through to get to the point where I have a bachelor's degree, two master's degrees. I own two companies. I'm sowing seeds into other people's kids on a daily basis as an educator and as the founder of a mentoring program called Young Ladies at All Times. I'm the author of a book that has turned into a movement to help women take care of themselves underneath the hat, which is the title of my book. But I couldn't be telling you how to take care of yourself underneath the hat, and I'm living reckless. I can't tell young girls how to carry themselves as young ladies at all times, and they go to my Instagram and Facebook page, and I'm cussing somebody out. I can't tell them every Monday to love yourself first, and I'm not exhibiting that. I can't tell them that a smile goes a long way and I'm always frowning, or to always try your best when I'm sitting at home being lazy, or to touch the lives of someone every day and I'm sitting here talking about people, knocking any people down. Your life is a reflection of you. And if you don't like the life that you live in or the way that people treat you, then change the way you treat yourself. Change the way you treat other people. We gotta learn what our worth is. We gotta know what our worth is. And with it being Black History Month, I don't care how many days it is. With it being Black History Month, we have more than enough to show us that we have value. We're worth something. Some of the same things that people, our ancestors, made hundreds of years ago, people are still using. Most of the stuff in the kitchen was made by a Black person. Why? Because that was the one room that we spent the most time in during slavery, was in somebody else's kitchen. Or trying to make stuff work with the scraps they had in their own kitchen. We get on these cell phones and we tip and tap and cuss people out with our fingers on these cell phones. But there wouldn't be a cell phone without a man by the name of Mr. Sampson, a Black man. We go to school every day, send our kids to school, sitting here playing in class, throwing paper, playing with their pencil sharpener. The pencil sharpener that was created by a man, by J.L. Love. A Black man. We gotta do better. We got to. We can't be mad at other people for stealing from us when we don't appreciate what we got. We got diamonds inside of us. Ideas, thoughts that we treat like rhinestones. We can't be mad at other people for treating us the way that they do when we don't even treat ourselves right. We don't even treat one another right. We the first ones to dog each other out. First ones. We gotta do better. We have to wake up. In some form or fashion, we're still enslaved mentally. They traded in the shackles for handcuffs, the whips for guns. We're still enslaved. But yet we still got people who refuse to go to school, don't send their kids to school, think everything is a joke. We gotta do better, or we gonna end up back in a place where we don't wanna be. History will indeed repeat itself, and it's already on its way to do so. We have to do better. We have to know our worth. No one else is going to appreciate us if we don't appreciate ourselves. I tell my young girls every week, you are important. Love yourself first. A smile goes a long way. Always try your best. Touch the lives of someone every day. That is the acronym of Young Ladies at All Times. We say that every week when they come in and at the end of the session. Because sometimes those are the only positive things that any of those girls will hear from the next time they see each other. They gonna hear from each other. And it's amazing how just saying affirmations to yourself will change the mindset of these girls. In the 3 months that I have spent with these over 40 girls that I have dealt with in the last 3 years, I have been told the change that people have seen. I have seen the change. We have to do better. Nobody is going to give us anything because they see the power and the worth that we have. They're trying to take it from us before we realize that we have it. Because they know that when we realize it, we will be unstoppable. We can rule this world if we tap into our value and our worth. No one is going to give you anything for free. No one. We have to do better. We have to do better. We have to. I hope that something I said today will resonate with someone out there to help you realize that we are important. We are valuable creatures because no one robs an empty bank. There's something inside of us that people see that we haven't seen yet. If they didn't see anything of value, they wouldn't try so hard to bite off of us and steal our thoughts and ideas and visions. But the one thing about having someone that is worth something and that is of value is that however often you step on it, try to cover it up with dirt, the value and worth is still there. We just have to tap into it. So I hope that we as a people can get ourselves together and wake up before it's too late. I want to thank you for listening. And remember to take care of yourself underneath the hats.